Hey, welcome back, everybody, to our final episode of the year 2023. And this is Cocktails with Kia and Friends. We are going to recap 2023. And yeah, if you've been with us throughout the year, you're here some of the things that we've experienced and learned and things we've overcome, things that we're grateful for, some highlights of the year, you know. So thank you for tuning in with us. This is season 7, episode 10. I am the main host, Kia, and we have our co-host here, Shay.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Tutu.
Hey, hey, everybody.
And Miss Slim.
Hey, y'all.
Is she here? Yes, that's April. She's here. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. So this year has been definitely one of growth and reward for me. So I'm going to start. I'm just going to ask, you know, some just standard basic questions to get everything flowing here so we can just give you guys a recap of the year. All right. So the first question I have is, what have you accomplished this year? You don't have to name everything, but like, what are the monumental things you accomplished this year? I'll start. And the Cocktails with Kia and Friends recipe book, like, hello, that was like huge. Very proud of us. We had an idea and we collaborated as a team, got a really good team together, created the book, and the book came out and it sold and people loved it. And we had an event, a book signing event. To me, that was like the greatest accomplishment, like for me this year on, I guess you'll say on like, I don't say professional level. Yeah. Professional level or business wise, I would say that's one of my greatest accomplishments, is with you ladies, creating the Cocktails with Kia and Friends cocktail recipe book. And anybody else want to discuss anything they've accomplished this year that they're proud of?
This is Shay. Hey, y'all. So for myself, it's more one of the major things is professionally, I was able to revamp and rebrand my salon space.
Ooh.
Which was so much money, Jesus. but it is a blessing to be able to have done so, and that's because I have some very loyal clientele. Nice. I am blessed to be booked and busy, and so therefore I was able to purchase some equipment that enhances my services, that cuts mm-hmm. down on certain services, and increase productivity.
Mm.
So that was totally a blessing. I suck at creating content because I don't feel like doing it. So that part is just going to be what the heck it is. But personally, that's it. I can't really say I made any like personal tangible accomplishments, but spiritually and character development was huge for me, and being intentional about certain things and my weight, getting back into, well, I guess that would be one, getting back into the swing of working out, watching what I eat, being intentional about my health. You know, being Caribbean, a lot of things passed down, your lifestyle kind of, and what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Being Caribbean is not really the healthiest type of lifestyle to have. But being able to commit and give myself grace on my weeks that I'm really, really very busy and I just can't work out, but I maintain by eating well, lets me know that I'm a lot more disciplined and committed to dropping and being healthier in mind, body, spirit, growing and strengthening my relationship with Christ, acknowledging him in my everyday life, not just when the big things happen. Thanking him and just allowing Christ to show up instead of me in my flesh. So personally, that's been a blessing. It wasn't a goal, so I can't say it was a goal because I didn't really think about it, but it's just something that happens when you allow Christ to do what he needs to do.
Yes. Oh, and I will say you have been inspiring me with your workouts that you post. You know how some people are like, you don't post everything. I get that. But like when you can post something to inspire others, and not saying you're doing it for that reason, like you're posting it to share, and you just never know who is struggling and although like when you've been posting that, I really was getting on my stuff, girl. Like I started getting on my stuff because remember I was like, Shay, I miss how me and you used to work out together.
Yeah, so yeah, our 5:30 workout,
girl. Like who else gonna do it? Us, because ain't nobody else gonna do it. That was so rewarding. And so I started like doing my runs. I was just with you in spirit, Shay. And I've been getting some really good results. But then again, like you'll notice when you're disciplined, let's say with your workouts, it's like a domino effect in all other areas of your life. Yes. Like that discipline comes in so many other areas. And that's what has been happening with me. Mm-hmm. Like I'll find myself just disciplined with when it comes to eating certain things, like alcohol intake has been, but then again, I know like me being by myself because I'm a social drinker sometimes. That's why a lot of my workouts and weight loss has been more successful this time because like I'm not down there. I love y'all, but I'm not down there in Broward and I'm not as stressed out. And I'm not really drinking as much as I used to, but I'm having a good time, you know, like I'll have my wine here and there. But yeah, I love it. Shay, keep doing that. Keep posting. You're inspiring others. You're inspiring those, especially the ones who don't say nothing. You're inspiring them the most. I'll go ahead and say it.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a do a thing. And you know what? The funny thing is talking to some friends that are PTs, like certified PTs and nutritionists, dietitians, people don't realize how many calories are in alcohol.
It's a lot.
Just a bag of chips. Like when you actually pay attention to what it is you're putting into your body, it's like, bro, I'm not going to waste my 200 calories that I just worked off this morning
for that
bag of Cheetos and then do it again. I might do it today, but I'm not going to do it again tomorrow.
Right.
So I think, you know, like in all areas in our lives, there has to be balance. And, you know, I'm always bringing back the scripture. Like the Bible talks about doing things in moderation.
Yeah.
That way you don't end up in excess or you don't end up overdoing it. And that goes for a lot of areas in our lives. And we just take it a little by little, like a little bit goes a long way, you know?
It does. It really does.
And small steps create big steps. So that's it, you know? I think, and I'm learning that my life, our lives are not just for us. Like, cliche of, you know, your tests are not just for you. They're your testimonies to share with other people. I think that goes with everything.
Oh, I love it. I've always, I go by, it's bigger than me is one of my affirmations I have posted on the wall. Like, this is bigger than me. So yes, I 100% agree with you, Shay, because how do we grow if it's only about us? Like it's about who we're touching, connecting to, who those people are connecting with and how it aids in their growth and how it inspires them. And I love it. So I'm all for that. I'm very selfless. I love to share my experiences to uplift others. Shay, keep doing that. I love it. But yes, and all right. Anyone else who wants to share?
I'll go next. So we must be in spirit, y'all, because I'm gonna go ahead and first start by echoing Kiki because it was a very big year for Cocktails with Kia and Friends in releasing our very first cocktail recipe book. And I'm going to go and say it was not just, you know, something that we woke up with and said, boom, we're going to do it. And we got it done in a couple months. This book was a long time coming. And for everyone that's been on the journey with us from the beginning of Cocktails with Kia and Friends, the podcast, knows that, you know, one of the things that brought us together was making our cocktails. And this goes back to years ago. So this book was a long time coming. It took years in the making to what it is now. And I'm so, so proud of us. So, so proud of us for real. I can't say that enough because, you know, what seems like, oh, boom, they just spit it out and just, you know, it was a lot of content. And I couldn't have asked for a better team to do this with. And that event, whoo, y'all know the day, especially the day of the event. Like, that doesn't summarize the whole year, but if I could put 2023 into one day, it was the day of event with all the hiccups.
But oh, yeah. Oh, man.
It still came out very successful. Like, people are still talking about it. Talking about when's the next event gonna be. I mean, the testimonies, like I call it testimonies from the day of event and how everyone came together and had such a good time. It exceeded my expectations. Yeah. So kudos to us. Shout out to us queens for, you know, bringing people together to talk about things that are necessary. Yes. Even if it's through making cocktails. And, you know, I'm just very proud of us. I'm very proud to officially, you know, be known as an author. That was very big for me. Like, you have no idea. So so shout out to us. And I wanted to say the same thing as well that Shari said, because whoosh, the consistency, even if my workout has just been, you know, once a week, that's what I've been able to do. You know, we sign up for gym memberships and then like it becomes a waste. You even try to motivate yourself by, well, that's me. I'll try to motivate myself by buying new cute little workout outfits. Like, yes, I'm going to do this because I'm cute and I'm going to shed this weight and this and that. But, you know, although I notice little changes, it's pretty much been like everyone else around me telling me that they see changes. And that's because I've tried to maintain the consistency. Like I said, it's only been once a day. Shout out to Do Fitness for getting me right every Saturday doing boot camp, because I feel great. I know, like, I personally have struggled with being top heavy and, you know, my back hurts and this hurts and that, but I don't know, the consistency has made changes in my life where I'm more energized. I'm maintaining myself. I'm not only shedding, it's like somewhat going to the right places and like balancing. And it's also, you know, I'm not eating as much. And like Shari said, in the Caribbean household, the diet is not the best. In the African household, the diet is not the best. It's really not the best. But you know that you can balance by cutting where you need to cut. Like, you don't need the full plate of rice. You can have a little lunch size portion. So it's really, you know, the consistency in maintaining, because, you know, as great as we maintain ourselves on the outside, the inside is just as important.
Amen. And
no matter how that looks like to you, your consistency could be getting your workout and staying faithful to your workout once a week. Yours can be twice a week. Someone's can be once every other week, but whatever that consistency is, and that's been the key for 2023.
Yes.
The consistency, yes. It will yield results, because when I talk everybody around me, boosting my head up, like it's real, like the consistency in anything that you do, the consistency will yield results, and you have to believe that, and you have to just like trust yourself, trust in God, walk with God, literally and spiritually, and it will yield results. So those are my big wins for 2023, like two of my big wins for
2023. Awesome.
Proud of you, Fwen. So proud of you.
Very.
Definitely.
Now, I really, not too much, had too many accomplishments. The only big accomplishment I have for 2023 is piggybacking from Kia and Tutu, our book. Because April is not a writer, but yet I'm just proud that I got together with three amazing women that trusted me as a person, and our conversations and what we talk about and go through is like we can share that with other people with drinks on top of that, because I like to drink. I do apologize, but anywho, that's my personal like big accomplishment, because I'm very proud about that. Like, again, I wouldn't have saw myself coming out with a book, a cocktail book at that, with conversations and all of that. So it's like, that's new to me, because I'm a very private person and I keep to myself. And as you two ladies, Sherry and Tutu, talking about exercising, even though Miss Me don't need to be exercising, but what I have been exercising mostly with in 2023 is self-care and my mental health, because I had a lot going on this year for myself that one minute I'm happy, next minute is just what's going on. So it's like the way I handle things and take heed to everything, and I'm very family oriented, it just had me more focused on my self-care and my self-awareness, and me giving myself more to others than taking care of myself first. So I've been lately exercising that starting middle of 2023, all the way through. And I think that's something I'm going to continue to do, because that's something I'm still working on, because I still have ways about myself. And again, I want to thank these three amazing ladies for always being there, having my back, being understanding, and knowing me and trusting me for being me. So, to be honest with you, ladies, I'm getting emotional. I'm trying not to get
I hear it. Oh, let it out, girl. Safe space.
Don't make us cry language.
Speak, girl.
That's my major key for me. And again, I want to thank these ladies for just being there, and other people too in my squad. And I got to thank God for the people that is in my circle, my squad. I love them dearly, because without them, I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know who I'll be able to go to and conversate with and to be able to trust what's going on with me with them. So that's how my 23 been, but I know God is working on a miracle, and 2024 is going to be totally different. But yeah, I'm going to see a lot of change in Miss Green in 2024. Just be patient with your girl. That's all I got to say. I'm still working on me.
So proud of you, twin. You know I'm so proud of you.
I echo that. We love you. We love you so much.
Beyond. Some people don't take the time to take care of their mental health and, you know, self-development. And you did that, and you're doing that. Like, that's, you know, it's crazy that we have to apologize for that today, because people don't really know, they don't care to it's not that they don't care. It's just people want to see you show up and that's it. They don't really know what it takes to like operate in spaces right. all the time, 365. Like it's a lot. Like you have to go and recharge. You have to go and recalibrate. You have to self-evaluate and, you know, what are my challenges? Okay. Like I'm so big on, you know why I'm so huge on, well, I mean, I'm huge on self evaluation and self-development because this is bigger than me. Like, and I'm, and it's tabling back off of what Shay said, like, this is bigger than me. Like, it's not just about me. Like, this is, I'm going to be someone's wife and mother one day, guys. Like, I cannot just play all the time. Like, you know, and I'm always thinking mm-hmm. about like my nieces and my nephews or, you know, even siblings, even my I love my mommy. My mommy's still here with me because it's like she's not gone. I was going to say my mom. My dad, like, you know, he reminds me that I inspire him. And April, I'm pretty sure you're reminded, right, by other people, mm-hmm. like that yeah. your spirit is one in a million and you inspire them or they look to you for stuff. So it's like, how can I inspire you without growing? And how can I grow without being attentive to what needs to, you know, what challenges I need to overcome, you know, what areas I need to improve in. So it's like, this is bigger than me. And that's my inspiration. And that's why I keep going. Cause it's like, it's so huge. And then like, who likes to feel defeated? I don't. Nobody likes to feel it, even though it may be like a comfortable, sometimes people are comfortable because it's a feeling they constantly have to, they keep facing or dealing with. But just because something's comfortable doesn't mean it's healthy, doesn't mean it needs to linger around. And you want to get, you know, you don't like to always feel defeated. Like contrast is going to happen.
Right.
Like challenges are going to happen in life. I think it's actually very necessary in order to grow, because how will I not know what relief and ease is if I don't know what pain is? There's no way. Like, how would I reach for something good if I don't experience something bad? So it's like, we kind of need it. I mean, we kind of do. So
to interject really quick, Kiki, yeah. There's something that one of my big sisters dropped in our group chat yesterday, and it was an IG post. And it said, the greatest difficulty is the mental resistance to things that arise and the underlying assumption that they should not.
Oh, it is true.
It is.
And to tag on what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
like, we can't grow if we're not challenged. Mm-hmm. And so... And I also believe God is petty. So
that part, the pettiest.
His ways.
Oh, Jesus ways is petty. God is petty. His ways are sovereign. He's still sovereign and he's still one Amen. Above all, and he's all of that kind of stuff. That don't mean he ain't petty. He's petty. Okay? Because you ask the Lord to give you patience. You ask yes. the Lord to give you endurance.
Yes.
Ask the Lord to give you wisdom. What is he going to do? He's going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to keep testing you. Every time you get a test is because you ain't passed it the first time. That is my full-fledged belief of the same thing. So, we sometimes get into situations or we get into a mindset where we're like, God, why do I keep going through this thing? Mm-hmm. Right. So the thing may be a different situation, mm-hmm. but the root of it is the same. It's mm-hmm. teaching you a different characteristic that needs to be developed. It's because we ain't passed that test. We ain't passed the exam the first time. So he's like, all right.
Give it to you in a different form.
We're going to do it again.
We're going to go back to the start line.
Mm-hmm. You made it halfway. You jumped over this first hurdle. Mm-hmm. You know, you tried to pass the baton to somebody else, but you weren't supposed to. Mm-hmm. So now you need to jump over the second hurdle. Oh, you fell. All right, let's go back to the start line.
Yep. That's how it is. It's worth it though.
And it's worth it. And mm-hmm. we cannot grow. And some of those pains, that's where they're called pains, and it's called growing pains.
Growing pains are
some
real.
Of those situations are made to break us so that he can put us back together.
Mm.
He can only put us back together if we trust him to put it back together. And some of those situations, we need to take our hand off of it because we're doing more damage and we end up hurting ourselves more or putting ourselves in positions that we weren't supposed to be in the first place. Ooh. And God's like,
girl,
I didn't tell you to do that. Did you ask me about that? Did you ask me about this person?
Right.
Did you ask me about this thing? Did you ask me about this job? You're wondering why you didn't get this or you didn't get that because you're not
you didn't include me.
Ready for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or what disciplines have you developed in order for me to give you this big thing because you suck with the small stuff?
Come on, stop, freak, man.
So I have learned and in reading his word is that every person that he used had a flawed past. Every single one. None of them were quote unquote deserving to like society. Because King David was a ratchet. He was just he was completely savage. But he was also called a man after God's own heart because he had a repentant heart. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So there are situations that arise that don't feel good. But doing what's right and having Christ show up doesn't always feel good. But you get the reward for it anyway because you did what he told you to do. And sometimes we have to do that in situations that come up and we ain't asked for. Like we didn't do the thing, right? We didn't put ourselves there and we didn't give ourselves this pain, but we can get through it because it's very cliche to say, but you're not going to get more than you can bear.
It's true.
And sometimes the bearing season is very long and it can be very tumultuous and it can be very trying. But those are the times where you really have to trust God to handle it. And when you trust God to handle it, it's handled in ways that you would have never fathomed. Amen.
Girl.
Yeah, Shelly out here.
I'm like, where my Bible at? So I can get so we can get some scripture.
Right. But it's so true. I agree with everything that you have said. And also think about defeat. You know, we talk about defeat and you know, people facing defeat. It's really in my mind and the way I think about it. The defeat only comes when you give up and you throw in the towel. You have to literally throw in the towel, wave, and be like, yep, I'm defeated. Forget this. I quit. That's when the defeat comes. But if you can find the situation as a lesson and as a challenge that you just need to get through and overcome, once you overcome, then of course you'll be able to share. That's why they call it a testimony. You have to go through the test. So the defeat doesn't come unless you say you're throwing in the towel. But if you take the situation and you learn from it, you grow from it, now you come out stronger. Now you can share with other people what you went through and how you got through it. Now you can share your story and help uplift others. And there's no need to gatekeep because, you know, there's people who go through situations and, you know, they're asked about how they went through it. And they're like, oh, I don't know. They're just very vague about it. There's a blessing also in sharing your experiences and saying, this is how I got through it. And just sharing with the next person and uplifting the next person. Like we're so quick to tear each other down at times in this world that we don't realize and helping the next person, we're really helping ourselves to get to that next level that we need to get to.
I agree. I have a question, ladies. So what areas, so thanks everybody for sharing, you know, the challenges we've overcome and where we've improved, but what areas are you still developing in? I'll go ahead and start. I will say I am still developing in anxiety. I will say that. I will say it has definitely greatly improved because of all the other practices I have. daily. I am very intentional daily. April can even ask you, like, I sit up, like, whenever I'm visiting, I sit up in bed and do my meditations. I listen to my inspirational audios. I try not to wake her up, but, like, I have incorporated some daily practices that I will not forfeit because it works. It really works. But I will say, in all transparency, anxiety in response to things that trigger me. So, like, let's say if I've, you know, me, like, having a challenge that really did something to me mentally, like the car accident I was in some years ago where I spun out on the highway on 95, sometimes I'll have anxiety with being, like, April knows, like, being near, like, really big trucks on the highway or something like that. Or if or if I am triggered by, so it's specifically, like, connected to triggers, and I'm definitely working on that. But I'm very, you know, cognizant of it, and I'm proud of myself because besides acting like I'm perfect and I don't have an issue or whatever, like, I say it out loud and I acknowledge it and I know where the source is from and I work on it. And I'm just really, like, I'm not the woman they talking about on social media that lacks accountability. Okay. Like, that ain't me. I love being accountable. I love like overcoming challenges. I like to, you know, analyze, you know, hey, okay, Kia, clearly this isn't okay, because if it doesn't give you a good feeling, that means we need to work on it. Anything that doesn't give you a good feeling, we need to work on it. So, and if it's not love, if it's not done in love, then it's not connected to God, because God is love. So we need to work on this. So with anxiety, like, that's me, like, that, like, I get anxiety with certain triggers. Like, I'll, like, when it comes to my health, I have a little bit of anxiety, because I've seen a lot of death in my family when it comes to not taking care of health, or, you know, failing health or things, you know. So those are the kind of things that, like, I'm working on it. I used to be really bad, but now I'm like, what do you call it? Like, immediately, right? I don't take, like, 2 or 3 days. Like, within 20 minutes of an anxiety-driven thought, I'm like, let's haul it back in. Let's implement some practices. Let's write down, Kia, how this isn't logical. Right. So I'm still working on that. That's one of the things I'm still working on. And that's not something that goes away overnight. Those are, you know, challenges, or those are things that I've witnessed and experienced that triggers my anxiety or whatever. So I'm still working on that, about myself. Like, that's a personal development part of me I'm still working on. And another thing that I'm still developing in is, with business, like, my business structure. That's another thing I accomplished greatly this year for KWK. So getting the business structure, everything set up to where we're able to, you know, make our profits and have our, you know, bank account and all those things and stuff like that. So I'm still developing. That was an accomplishment this year for KWK, but now I'm still developing in that area for my own personal, author business, that I'll be totally turned up with next year. Totally turned up with. I am excited. So, but yeah, that's what I'm still developing in, personal development. And then also on the business side, professional development, just getting structures to where I could, you know, get funding and fluid, you know, funding for both businesses, for KWK and for Kiaza. So, that's where I'm still developing in. But all right, anyone else, what are you still what areas are you still developing in, improving in?
Well, I'll say I'm definitely a work in progress, like, when it comes to allowing people access fully to me, to every area. you know, and I love that I care for people. I love that, you know, I love to go out of my way and, you know, assist however I can. I feel like that's what I was meant to do. It's just in me, but allowing people full access to me and to every area, it should not be. I'm learning that, you know, sometimes everything is not, it doesn't need to be explained. Or sometimes, you know, I already take my self-care very important, but the cutting down on, oh, you know what, I'll put me later on to deal with you and your issues and your problem. But allowing all access to every area of my life is something that I am still developing and working on. And, you know, it might seem, you know, not as grand and big, but it's very important. And, you know, as April touched on earlier, mental health is very important and we have to take that very seriously. So if that means cutting off people's access, full access to you, sometimes, then that's what it's going to have to be. So that's a work in progress and something that I'm going to continue to do as I move forward.
Oh, Tutu, that's huge. What do you mean it's not grand and big? Huge, girl.
It may not be, let's be real. It may not be grand. It may not be big.
But it's something you're working on.
It's something I'm working on. It's something important to me. And I mean, and we're talking about inspiring others. So yeah, it might inspire someone. And they might start to look at themselves and be like, you know what? That is so real. That's important. I need to take more care of cutting off access. So that's why I said it might not be as big, but it really is. You're
no, right. Yeah, don't minimize
big.
It.
Don't minimize that, because that's a big tail. Yeah. This is April speaking. That's a big key for me, like all access to me, because, man, it's giving yourself to everybody and not getting that reciprocated back. Well, that can be some stressful stuff. So I'm working on that heavily, Tutu. I'm 100% with you on that, hunty. But big, big, big development for me is my self-care and my mental health. Like, I'm really focusing on that heavily, because I just wasn't caring more about myself. I was caring more of others. And that's very much more important right now, because how can I care for them if I can't care for myself or have me together? So my big development for the year is continuing to care for myself and my mental health and worrying about me first.
And can I say that sometimes include family? Actually, not even sometimes.
Oh, that's including
that. That does include family.
It's mostly family. About it.
It's mostly family, but I ain't gonna single people out like that. Yeah, feel me?
So no, we don't single out. We don't single out. Family is huge. Yeah. That's a big blanket of people. But it's them. It's them. Okay. Yes.
You got 80%
of the people accessing you and stressing you out as family. I don't care what nobody say. Mm-hmm. Unless you're in the Hollywood industry or something, and that ain't none of us. So
even them.
But yeah, but I'm saying, like, in Hollywood, it's other people. It's you know what I mean? Like, it's external things.
Got a team to
yeah, but I mean, for us, for the most part, the stress is coming from family.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my continuous development for
proud of
the remaining of the year and 2024.
Moving forward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For myself, for myself continually, or what I would like to continue is is continuing to be a recovering people pleaser, which is a huge part of setting boundaries, like Tutu and April said. And that goes back to a lot of stuff from childhood that ended up manifesting itself, coming back, or me being triggered as an adult in the last few years. Mm. And just living, like not existing, but living. I've always been a person to, I think, who enjoyed being around people, but I'm also I'm an ambivert, so I do both.
Mm-hmm.
But more so being in the moment now. So I'm intentional because my time is precious. So when I'm around people, enjoying the time and taking it in, and keeping those memories and like documenting, that doesn't mean that I have to take a picture of every single thing that goes on while I'm out. But, you know, I realized I enjoyed the Google Photos collages that it makes in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like, oh, you know, you and Tutu throughout, and you see the progression throughout the years, or, you know, you and these faces, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, continuing to set my boundaries, continuing to put me first in a lot of different areas and aspects of my life. Because I'm not a selfish person, which caused me to be a people pleaser, but I can do for others while not killing myself.
Yeah.
And if I feel like I'm going down to the ground, I can learn and be and stand on my business of saying no, I cannot, without an explanation. Or no, I do not want to. Or no, like flat out no, without feeling like I need to explain why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to offend people. I'm at a point with child. You'll be all right.
And that's a promise. Will be.
And I think that's okay, because I think sometimes as a Christian, we, or myself, I feel like I have to be so kind so people don't think otherwise. But you can be that and set boundaries and have safe boundaries and not let people think that you're a pushover. Because I'm not. Like, I'm not. But for the sake of...
I'm gonna try Jesus not to try you, girl.
Don't even try Jesus, because he the worst one.
Now I'm trying to tell you.
Sometimes they need to try him and get saved.
Because he'll get them together much better than I can, baby. But yeah, for me, I think that's it. Very simple, but profound.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it happening. And sometimes I backtrack and sometimes I may fall, but you know, you get up, dust yourself off and try again. Shout out to Aaliyah.
Yep.
One time.
Yes. Love it.
Love it. Okay, ladies, last question. What advice would you give someone seeking to achieve the things that you accomplished this year? Well, good question. But that's the last one.
Right.
That's a good question.
So you can go first, yeah.
I mean, first and foremost, I would say advice is, first and foremost, consult with the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And if you're not feeling it, and when I say feeling it, you know, here in Cocktails with Kia and Friends, you know, we don't discriminate race, religion, whatever you believe in, whatever higher power. A lot of people talk about conscience, but I'm going to talk about moving with the Spirit. So when I say when you feel it, that's what I'm talking about. So like moving, you're always going to have some type of, we call it conscience, but it's moving with the Spirit to me. And if you're not feeling it, you're not moving with the Spirit, then don't do it. So trust the Spirit when you are thinking about something or thinking about taking a step. The Spirit will always kind of let you know if it doesn't feel right. So that's first and foremost. Aside from that, taking it out of just spiritually, I feel like, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions for clarity. That's another thing that I'm working on for going forward into 2024. Asking for clarity is so important because I know me, like I tend to overthink things, but that's because I'm making these things up in my head and not asking questions for clarity. So that's still a work in progress for me. Asking questions for clarity can make a world of difference, because while you might be thinking one way, or you might have a plan and, you know, you want to develop something, and let's say you're working with one or two people, you're thinking about how you want to go about it. Somebody that you're working with is thinking a total different way, but you're not agreeing because you're not openly talking about it. Or someone said something to you that you kind of felt a way about and you took it sideways without asking for clarity. It's okay to ask for clarity. And, you know, it's okay to make it known that you're asking for clarity. Even professionally at work, it's okay to ask for clarity and make sure that you understand before agreeing to something. So that's me. That's just my advice, is first, if it don't feel right, don't move forward. Number two, ask for the clarity and not overthink things, because overthinking things will definitely get you into trouble.
All right. Good advice. Okay, Flynn. Really good advice. I agree with the overthinking. Oh, my dad always said, if you think long, you'll think wrong. So don't overthink. Just go with your gut and, you know, intuition, and just, you know, the spirit of discernment is real. And you know what? In order to really like have that discerning power rise and be like prominent in your decision making, there's things you have to do. You have to get rid of distraction. You have to know thyself. You have to know, I say know God. Some, you know, people have whoever, like, you know, Tutu said before, you know, whoever you believe in, whatever the higher power you believe in, just know that there is a force bigger than you helping you and guiding you. Just be more in tune with that. Speak to it every day. Cultivate a very beautiful, pure relationship. I'm gonna say God, with God. And that spirit of discernment, it'll be like, child, honey, instantly. you don't have to take too much time to know what's what. So not everybody feel like they have that kind of, we all are equipped with it, but some people don't really, because it's cluttered and it's buried under so much distraction and trauma. But you know, there's a way to be in tune with that spirit of discernment, so you can make those better decisions to move forward and accomplish more in your life, to be honest. I would give advice to someone looking to seek what I've achieved this year. So what I've achieved this year, like I said, just to recap it, is with the manuscript, creating the book, the Cocktails with Kia recipe book, and also like developing a business structure. If you have an idea that you, not even just an idea, it's a passion, you feel it's a part of your purpose, you can make that, you could turn that into a business. It doesn't have to be a hobby. You could turn that into a business. If you can see yourself creating income and having a good time doing that thing, don't complicate it. You can turn it into a business. There's, so what I would give advice to someone seeking to turn their passion or purpose into business, right? Get books. Get books. Research the authors. See what their background is. See what their story is. See that they've actually did the groundwork. Because let's be honest, a lot of people are putting their faces on books and having ghostwriters. They haven't really experienced stuff. It's not real. It's a big trend. But if you really just research business coaches, authors, look at their story, their background, nobody is published and people don't know who they are. That's just, there's information about all these people. So just make sure they're credible sources to learn from, to educate yourself about what they're putting out there. And read books, man. Disconnect from social media. I'm going to say that strongly, and I will say that 1,000 times over. Disconnect sometimes from social media and work on yourself. Self-awareness is key. Evaluate behaviors that are unhealthy. And be happy to do that. Don't feel like you're what do you call it? Like a weird person or an outcast because you're tuning things out and you're skipping concerts and happy hour to really work on yourself. That's totally huge. Like, it's okay. It's actually preferred if you want to really be successful in life. I would give them that. Advice. And also, I have some love advice to give. I went a different route this year. I'm very private, but I went a different route this year when it came to how I prayed, when it came to being patient, when it came to being trusting that God had bigger plans than anything I've ever been through when it comes to like relationships and love. You have to trust that whatever you've been through is not it. If that's not the end all be all. Like, if things have ended with other partners or lovers, it's for a reason. What you do is gain the wisdom from that. Sit down and look at every good thing, because we're so trained to highlight the bad stuff. We are so trained. And I get it, right? Because that seems like the prominent thing that sticks out the most. Pain sticks out sometimes more than pleasure if the pain kept coming and coming and coming and burying pleasure. But I also learned to reset and retrain my mind. So what I sat down and did is I looked at all the aspects, right? I wrote down in a column positive aspects of past relationships. And then that column filled up so fast. It's really our minds that tells us things have been so horrible, because we filter in out the wrong things to reiterate to ourselves. So what I sat down and I did at the beginning of this year, I said, these are the positive aspects of things I've experienced in past relationships. These are the things I want to keep, you know, with me for my next relationship. And I was calm. I was patient. I just enjoyed day to day. I didn't jump months ahead like I used to. Anxiety will make you do that. I didn't. I just day to day to day everything. And whenever something seemed to be going awry, I knew that that means my path was just pretty much lining up, narrowing more to where I needed to be. So what I would give advice to someone, and there's a lot of us out there that is seeking real love. It's all over the internet, let's be honest. Do things you haven't done before. Do things you haven't done before and keep a lot more to yourself. Because although we love our family members and our friends, sometimes they may not be in the best space to give positive advice about relationships. And then they may not even be conscious about it. And that's the thing. They're not really that conscious about it, that they're kind of emanating like a negative response a lot, because people are still stuck in filtering out all of the bad things, all of the bad things. Let's highlight all of the bad things. That's all that, you know what I mean? Let's keep that activated. And if you're talking to someone that you adore, but they want to keep activated all the bad things they've been through, you're going to get some of that in their advice. And they may not even realize they're giving that. So for me, I had to save myself because I value the opinions of those I really love. I value that. When I realized that I was getting a lot of mixed information getting a lot of mixed information. And I know my family and everybody loves me, but I was getting a lot of mixed information, a lot of contradicting information that didn't match what they were doing. So I was like, all right, Kia, what you're going to do this time is something different. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Have self-awareness of your behaviors and connect one-on-one with that person. And you don't need external people to know your connection with someone. You don't. Don't confuse yourself. So it worked. I am in a beautiful relationship and it's only going up from here. And I'm telling someone who's seeking that, do something different, keep it to yourself. And definitely tune into the Bible. The scriptures help a lot. Me and him are in tune with the scriptures. And God is love. And you're looking for love. There is no way you're going to find it if you're not connected to God. If you do not have a relationship with God, it ain't happening. I don't care what you say. Minok. I don't care what you say. So that's another advice I wanted to give out there regarding love and just really getting different results from what you're just overall, like it's beyond love. It's beyond relationships. Getting a different result from what you're used to getting. You have to try something different in harmony with what you desire and in harmony with what God, you know, sees of you and requires of you. Don't do something different that's violent. Don't do something different that's bad. Do something different that's in harmony and in tune with cultivating a beautiful relationship with God. And it works. It works. It's beautiful. It's like things come, like things just are at your command. Like I've done a lot. Like I've isolated, I've read books, I've corrected behaviors about myself. Sometimes I find myself 35 times a day correcting bad thoughts, correcting bad thoughts that are about the past or coming up with being triggered about something. And I'll find it doesn't matter how many times a day you have to correct yourself, just do it. And before you know it, it's second nature. Like you're just a positive, happy-go-lucky person that things keep happening for. And people will be looking at you like, how did you do that? Yeah. So it's real. God is real. Like Tutu said, let the spirit move you. If the spirit don't move you to do something, don't do it. And we live in a microwave society where people aren't really thinking sometimes. They're just moving fast. And seems like they're making fun decisions, but these decisions are falling. And the outcome of those decisions are falling and putting them more at a disadvantage. Quick, you know, 1 minute rice. It's not worth it. Just take your time, make a full meal, take your time, and it's worth it. Like you can't rush. I used to be very rushy, and that doesn't work. And now that I'm not, girl, y'all, peoples, whoever is listening, it's only up from here. And those practices, you have to keep them. Like when Shay said about even working out, you can't just do it for something quick. You have to understand you have to change. You have to change your lifestyle. And changing your lifestyle, that's a day-to-day thing. Being conscious of what you eat as a food diet is the same thing as being conscious of what you eat when it comes to thoughts and words you speak, content you watch. It's real. It's really, really real. So sometimes I'll be watching something and I'll start it to, like, let's say one of the, what was this I saw? Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? I don't know, whatever. I just had it playing while I was cooking in the kitchen and like my stomach started churning because the things that used to entertain me 3-4 years ago, I can't. But that's because I trained myself to be more positive and to entertain more positive things or things that are not about being catty or envious and jealous. And you just have to really, really take the time to invest in yourself. That self-care, that self-development, y'all, it's going to lay out everything around you. People will be around you and don't know what it is about you, but they just your smile or anything will make them want to just jump and do something for themselves. Like my mom, and may she rest, always says, a real woman that can shift things is a woman who has a commanding presence and not a woman who demands. And I want to be a shifter, and I am a shifter, and I'm going to continue to be a shifter, because demanding is like, that's a lot of labor. You're talking a lot. You're arguing a lot. You're not really at peace with yourself. And commanding is the spirit of God is like popping, like just bright, like it's just shining off of you. You know what I mean? And people just see you and just don't know. They don't know. They don't want to call you the B word, or they don't want to disrespect you. It's just, because you don't have to say anything.
They can't call us that. I said, because they can't call us that.
They can't. They
can't call us the B word.
Yeah. Well, the difference between a woman who has a commanding presence versus a woman who demands, it's a difference. Like someone standing next to you, the person could be like, oh, she a B. Forget that B. And then they'll look at you and be like, hi, how are you? You make them stutter. Do you get what I'm saying? Like it's something about the spirit. Listen, the spirit of God is real. But yeah, guys, that's the advice I would give. That's the advice I would give. Everybody else gave their advice. Thank y'all so much. This was a good recap. You know, I know normally we would have recapped like the trash that's happened with the celebrities. I will say one more thing. I don't like what happened with Jonathan Majors.
That enough for us.
Yeah. Right, I will just say one thing. About? I don't like the Jonathan Majors. That's a different, whatever. Other than that, you know.
The outcome of the case.
The outcome of that. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But I also, whatever. But neither here nor there.
That's okay. It's not for us to really understand. You know, it's just an unfortunate situation all around, but you know, hopefully he has the right people around him who can help him turn the situation around. But that's it. Unfortunately, we can't understand it.
And learn from these things we see, right?
Yeah, that part.
That's the biggest lesson wisely.
Of them all. Like, it's right there in front of you. You see it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Choose wisely who we are intimate with. Choose wisely who you befriend.
Mm-hmm.
Choose what... okay? Like, I have learned from the Jonathan Majors case, okay? Choose wisely. Choose wisely. Cool.
A question, one more question for you ladies, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should all have, or we should all give what our, and it could be funny, it could be funny or whatever you want, but what is your one motto that you're going to go into 2024? If you could have a motto, what would that be?
A motto? One? Only one?
A motto. Well, you can have more than one. You can have more than one.
So you go first. I don't.
All right. My motto for 2024 is play with somebody who ain't got no edges.
Oh my God.
That's one of them. I said what I said.
Oh, Jesus Lord. Okay. Okay. That's it, Quinn. That's
up.
That's the one that's sticking with me right now. It's okay. Somebody who ain't got no edges. That applies to anything. anytime, anywhere, play with somebody who ain't got no edges. Because I got my.
Okay.
Mine is stand on business.
Yes.
Amen.
Whatever that business is, whether it be spiritual, physical, emotional, psychological, all of the calls, all of them, stand on it.
Stand on it.
And if you say it.
I love it.
With the highest heels possible.
With the highest comfortable.
Comfortable heels.
Comfortable.
The dopest looking kicks.
Oh yes, you know that's my lane.
Oh yes.
Okay. But the dopest kick stand on business. And if you said it, mean it.
Mm-hmm.
In that same breath, mm-hmm. be very mindful of the words that you say.
Can I piggyback? Make up your mind and don't waste my time.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the poet had to rhyme.
Leave it to her.
Leave it.
Make up your mind and don't waste her time.
Okay. Please. It's a lot of confused people out there. Like, just wishy-washy. It's you know, make up your mind and don't waste my time, please.
Agree.
Yeah.
My yours and I, my minds. Respect me and I respect you. Just as simple.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Mind yours and do not mind mine. AKA stay over there.
Exactly.
I agree. I like it. Stand on business. Tutu says, go play with someone without edges. What was it?
Play with somebody who ain't got no edges.
Play with somebody who ain't got no edges. Stand on business. Make up your mind and don't waste my time. And April, what's yours? Respect me and I respect you.
And mind yours and I'll mind mine.
Mind yours and I'll mind mine. Okay. All right. We sound like we boundaries, pretty much is what I model.
That sounds just about right.
In a nutshell, yes. In a
whole gotta give those, though. Must be giving.
Boundaries all 2024. And beyond, because listen.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all, this wraps up the final episode of season 7, episode 10, our recap of 2023. Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in, being supporters of Cocktails with Kia and Friends throughout the years. We love y'all. We can't wait to see y'all next season. And toodles. Everybody have a good night.